Welcome to Real Weddings with Sarah. I'm Sarah Kennedy from The Isle by Sarah Kennedy, one of Ireland's leading sources for wedding inspiration, advice and support. Real Weddings with Sarah brings you an inside scoop of some of Ireland's best loved personalities and celebrity weddings, as well as some stellar wedding advice. Join me as I indulge on all the wedding gossip. Okay, so we've got a very different episode today. Completely flipping up the script. And this was one where we're going to do the Lord's work today, because so many of you have been getting in touch with your conundrums, your pain points, your issues. And look, normally I'm just answering you on the DMs, but today I need a little bit of help because the DMs are piling up and we have to get through it. So I've two very trusted pals in the wedding industry who will introduce themselves and tell you all about what they do. And we are going to jump in and we are going to solve all these problems and you're all going to be good and skipping and happy and free. So without further ado, my two lovely ladies of the industry, I'd like to welcome Siobhan and Laura. Siobhan, we'll start with you. Tell us about
you. Put us up on a pedestal there now and I don't know if we can. I'm like, I hope we can sort everyone out now with the good answers.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
But Tell us about Rosie and Dot.
Yeah, so Rosie and Dot's my business. We're an online accessory brand. So it didn't start out as it is now, but we would cater for like a lot of weddings. So we would do earrings, bags, headpieces. We have a wedding candle. Like,
that's,
we're
right,
all about,
it's
weddings.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we love it. Like, so, yeah, family business. We're based in Dublin. Started in Kildare. We're based in Dublin now. And yeah, ship all the orders out ourselves. And we love weddings.
I know.
We just love it.
But you have become that go-to for wedding jewellery, bridesmaids' gifts. I see it everywhere.
Which is
everyone
mad.
That's tagged. It's like Rosie. I'm like, oh, where did they get that lovely hair?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Rosie
and
Dot, the earrings.
It's
so
mad.
That's, yeah.
It was never intended. Like, it was never. I can't even explain to you how much this is just coming about kind of organically.
Yeah. And sometimes that's the best business.
100%.
Yeah.
And it was really when Brian, my husband, and I were getting married. We got married in 2019. And Rosie and Dot was around since 2017. But I was dipping in and out. And I was kind of like him and a hon, whether are we going to make something of this? But then we got married in 2019. And I realized how expensive it all was. Mm-hmm. And I went, holy moly. And back then, like, there wasn't really anywhere that was like, you know, you could get something really pretty, it would arrive gorgeous and ready to gift, but it wasn't like really expensive.
Yes.
It's so, probably more like in the boutiques.
Yeah.
When
that's
you're going to buy your dress. That's where you only have, you know, seen
Absolutely.
Those
little clutches, jewelers, you know, and I had four bridesmaids and, you know, like,
and
a large wedding was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how it came about. But yeah, totally organic. And now I'm way too invested in everyone's weddings. And I just find even
with
Instagram.
Arriving in on the morning of people's weddings.
Yeah.
Did I see that?
Oh, that was, that was something we did. We did a giveaway, was at the start of the year. And we just said, look, if you're happy, because, you know, the way it's always great to have like
real
content and real brides wearing our stuff, because people love that. And it's obviously more related. And things. So we did like this giveaway where you'd win a €150 voucher, and if you were okay with me just toddling along for 2 hours in the morning of your wedding.
That's so nice.
Now I did feel a bit odd, you know, when you arrive at the morning of the wedding and then people are like, you're here for the hair? And I'm like, no, just to get some content.
I'm here, my culture vulture.
Yeah, literally. I'm here just hanging around.
Could
with
you cry now when the flowers come in?
Yeah,
please?
Exactly. I know. Yeah.
Could you do that again? Okay, Dad, we're going to do first look again. Okay. They're like, who is your one?
I know, the photographer and actual videographer, they're going, will you shut up? You know.
Like, this is my shoot.
I know. I should have brought one of those clicky things.
I know.
But yeah, no, it's been great. And I think for us just to see, like, to soak that up. Because, you know, when you're online, you don't get out and about meeting
people. No, you don't.
So,
yeah.
Yes,
you feel so removed.
Yeah,
in real life.
I know. So, it's been lovely. It's been great. So we're just, I go with the flow now. That's my whole vibe.
And just, and just grow as you see it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And look, Laura, successful week for you.
Oh, hey.
Jesus Christ.
Go,
it just seems every week there's like another announcement. You're flying it. Tell us, bring us back to the base. Tell us what it is.
Okay, so we are Everly, and the business all started from an experience I had as a bridesmaid. So I was managing cards and cash gifts for my good friends on their wedding day. This was back in 2019, a New Year's Eve wedding, Clonabrini actually. Where
you are both Clonabrini birds.
Yes.
I love this.
Beautiful venue, beautiful venue. But it was a GAA wedding, so loads of guests. And of course, everybody rocks up with cash and cards. And I had the lovely job of minding them, you know.
And as well as Clonabrini, you're out in the countryside as well.
Yeah, so it's quite a, you know, it's remote. And you know, there was a safe in the room and all that for the bridal, the bride and groom. And that was fine. But it did get me thinking, this actually needs to be taken away from wedding day. This really does need to be brought into a digital solution. And this was before COVID, before everything became really cashless. So the idea was in my head. And Orla, who's the co-founder in the business with me now, I knew Orla from a previous job that I worked in. I reached out to Orla and I said, look, I think I have an idea here. And Orla's tech savvy, so we kind of put our heads together and we started to jot down on paper what it potentially could be. We got some mentoring as well, kind of with the tech kind of consultant and coach. And he said, yeah, what you're building is like a vault and it's at the end of wedding, but where do you build it into the beginning?
Yes,
and the beginning really is
very true.
When, you know, a couple get engaged and they want to start to plan their journey. So we were like, actually, we could build this into an online platform to allow the couple to actually begin to plan with us, but then also see the end of the journey where they can allow friends and family to gift them,
brilliant.
Taking that kind of safety and security. So that's really where the story began and how we started to build this in 2020. So we co-invested our own money to get it to a stage where we could get some traction. And now you have Enterprise Ireland have backed us kind of in the last kind of year and a half. And
so things are just global.
Yeah. So, and then retailers have come on board as well. So not just kind of a cash gift funnel. We're bolting in some really nice retailers now.
So you've got Cassidy
while.
Travel.
Yes. Cassidy's was one of the first retailers to actually, Sharon Herney and Dawn Conway in there.
Dawn, she's great. I've met her at the wedding show at the RDS. I've interviewed her so many times. She's
so
brilliant.
Nice. Yeah, and they really are. They just saw a huge potential in what we were doing and it made sense. You know, a couple want to go on a honeymoon, like we can bolt it in and family and friends and can gift.
So that's it. So the couple go on, they can plan their wedding. So from start to finish, they build their wedding website.
You
can load up all the emails, send out the invites. You've got all your templates there. And then right at the end, it's like, well, if you'd like to gift the couple,
this
you can
what
do it
chosen.
Here.
And
this they, is what they've chosen. And so you can take your pick, Cash, Cassidy Travel
and
the other
retailers now that we've brought on. There's some from a lot
it's
from
really
Ireland,
evolved.
UK, and there's loads more in the pipeline now that are kind of coming
brilliant.
On board with us. So it's really exciting.
It. Yeah. Because do you know what, right? And it's so funny. In the last couple of weeks, I'd say, I've had about three people ask me about gift registries. They really want to do a gift registry, which is unusual for Ireland because everybody wants the cash. So it's good to know that there still is that want for something like that.
I suppose it's like it's a treat. It's something you and that's kind of who, you know, we're looking at in terms of a retailer. It's something that you wouldn't generally go and buy yourself.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's something that you'd only splurge out on for like and you'd be a memory kind of luxury kind of gift or even something for your home. So like we've exciting partnerships
I
coming
love
down
that.
The next
so
while
it's so watch
great
this space.
It takes out that conversation between couples and then the friends say, you know, what do you want
like
do you want
there,
the cash
it's
do you
online
want the,
it's all there
so if you want the cash it's there you know
exactly.
We had this discussion before because you did a podcast before as did you and we were saying like, oh god, you know, going and saying I want cash, that whole conundrum. Let's cut to the chase, as you were saying.
Yeah.
You're getting it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so at least it's there and it's secure and you don't have to worry about it on the day.
And even from the guest perspective, and that's kind of how
so
we
handy.
Communicate it, because look, this is where we're going. We're becoming so cashless now.
Yes.
I don't know when the last time I had cash in my wallet. Mm. But for the guests, even it's traceability.
Yes.
You know your friends, your family members have received your gift.
Yes.
And they can send a card online too. So it's very
it's all
much
comes together.
Yeah.
But as well, I revoluted one of the last weddings I went to.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because I was like, I wanted to give it to them before so they had money.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm always really conscious of that.
Yeah.
And then as well, I was like, I'm not going to the feckin' ATM. And then I was conscious, you know, we're going to be down in Clare, you know, I don't want them like, security wise
I know
it's just
probably our
funny,
conversation
I was Jesus if Anthony happened
know,
to it you know I want
to get
there.
Married somewhere like Clonabrini because it is so remote, like I know we've been to weddings and I've gone, oh my god, the cash for the card, and even trying to find somewhere to get the cash,
I know,
and it's impossible.
No, it is. It's a nightmare. And the reality is even if you get to the venue and you ask them for cash back, there's only so much cash they can give you back, you know, like because they're not carrying a lot
so
of cash
true.
anymore. You know, so but look, like, I just love your business stories. I just think they're just excellent. And what I love about your businesses as well is that both of you have really put yourselves forward as the face of those businesses, because we know a lot of people are too afraid. They stand behind it. But you guys have really come up and said, you know, you're there as a helpful resource as well. And you're inspiring in your own different ways, from Laura, your planning tips to Siobhan. I love your styling tips and the humour. And you bring the humour into it. You're very, you know, it's really relatable stuff. So, look, that's why I really feel today's the day that we join forces and try and sort this out.
Absolutely.
So look,
I'm doing nervous laughter if you can't tell in this microphone. I'm like, everybody.
Yeah, we're on.
What are you going to throw at us now?
Okay, so I'm actually going to cough for this one, right?
Okay.
This is one of, do you know what? A lot of these questions that I picked are the ones that I'm getting in the most, right?
Okay.
But, you know, I've anonymized them so that it doesn't sound like it's come from a certain person.
Okay.
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 So here we go without further ado. Okay. Help.
SOS.
Take it away.
It's the microphone, isn't it?
My mother-in-law won't stop interfering. So that's very direct. She is saying nothing to my face but getting in the ear of my fiancé, and he won't push back. What can I do? Discuss.
Oh my God, anything to do with the in-laws gives me the fear, to be honest, doesn't it? It's just, that's the relationship. No matter like how long you're together either, like there's like, I just, I've heard these stories from like people I know without naming anyone. They're all at home going, Chevelle, don't say it. Don't say it. Yeah, I do know. It's really common. Yeah, yeah, the story, like.
And I think weddings just, they evoke an emotion.
Yes.
Across the board. So like for me, on a personal stance, what I would do is I would limit as much information.
Yeah.
And that's what I always say, because I think the less you give, the less they can comment on or interfere in.
Because, and I would agree, the more you give out, the more you're putting out for speculation and commentary.
Yeah. And so, you're putting yourself out there, I think, nearly to be fed to the lions.
Honestly.
And, so to speak. Yeah.
Need to know. And other than that, I actually don't know. I haven't thought about it yet.
Or it's a surprise. Everybody's just come. But you know what I think, right? I actually don't think the mother-in-law is the problem. I think it's the fiancé.
I know he does have to step up a little bit. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is he going to her, to the mother, and telling all the stuff in the first place? So he needs to be shut down. He needs to be told that. Mm-hmm. But he's also not handling that, and it's upsetting her. Now, there is nothing worse than being torn in the middle of your bride-to-be and your mother. Yeah. Because
it's a big day for everybody.
I've got three boys, and let me tell you.
I know.
On that wedding. So help me God. Be like, she's not good enough for him.
Like, I waited a lot of time.
Yes. I have.
Especially you, like, wedding blog, hello.
By that stage, I'll be like, I don't want to know.
Yeah. Do what you want.
But there is that piece of you know, he needs a bit of management.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't, there is no way in hell. In the same way, I would not be happy if my husband came to give out to my mother.
Absolutely.
I'd kill him.
Oh, of course.
Do not talk to me. I'll talk to my mother. I don't think she should be getting involved with the mother-in-law at all. I think she needs to manage him.
The first thing I thought of, I thought, this is not something though that you can tackle yourself.
No, that's absolutely
sacred ground.
Yeah. Because you have to remember, right? The wedding's a day. Yeah. And you've got the year of planning. But like, then you think of all the next stages that might come and the help you need and the longevity and you become family then.
The relationship. Mm-hmm.
It's a long stretch.
Absolutely.
You know, I often say that to people, sometimes I'll just get chatting to brides like online or on Instagram and the stress will be real for different reasons. Like there's all kinds of different things happening, different dynamics. And I'll have to say, look, your wedding is the biggest deal ever to you. And
right
I understand
now.
This, but it's only right now. And it's hard to comprehend that there's life after.
And you don't want to take away from the fact that I've been out the other end and it's only a wedding. It's not. Like, it is a huge ordeal.
It's so exciting.
And it's the first time dynamics are being tested across loads of different friendships, relationships. You're merging a family. You're doing all of those different things and everybody has an opinion. So it is really, really tough.
If you do have people, like Laura was saying, you know, emotions are so heightened. I feel like it does test you in some ways where you have to learn, like, just got to breathe and let certain things roll.
Choose your battles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
For your own peace. Literally for your peace.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that saying? I want peace, no problems.
Oh, seriously.
You know? That's it.
Yeah. Honestly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We move on to another one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Help. Right,
so I
used a bit of creative license. I used creative license with that one for dramatic help. Dun dun dun. Which
I love that. Yes, from a Zoom.
I'm 3 months out, and I'm just finding the stress too much. I want to call it off and just sneak to the registry office, but that would break my fiance and my family's hearts. I'm finding it hard to sleep at night, and I'm constantly worried about everything.
Oh God, that's so tough.
It's so
love. Do you want to get married? Blink twice if you want to get out.
I know. It's so difficult. Oh God,
there's just pressure everywhere. I think when it comes to wedding day, from like family, from the planning, financially, it is so tough. Mm-hmm. I would write down a list.
And brain honestly, dump.
I would brain dump, and I would just do a snag list of what's absolute priority, and I would literally wipe the rest and forget about little details.
And delegate.
And delegate.
Fine, do you know what? Here are the 20 things that are running around in my head. Keep a notebook by the bed. dump it all down and go, right, I've got a bridal party, I've got in-laws, I've my own parents, I've siblings, whatever, right, he can do that, she can do that, and just and then they
and
can report
that. And it can be
that.
So hard to do that, you know, if you're not that kind of personality to delegate, and I know that's so difficult.
And sometimes it's really hard to delegate because you don't know what it is you want.
Yes.
You know?
I also think as well, like, I think you have to remember this, weddings, it's a business, it's an industry. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the stuff that's been pushed online,
you don't need.
It's not real life either, and it's not financially
and the expectation
feasible, and then maybe you're trying to compete with other friends that have gotten married. They got this and they did this.
Yeah,
I just think remove all that.
I know,
it's about you marrying the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, and that's all it is. It's an outside of that, forget about it. If it's you have a lovely pizza truck and a barn,
and
DJ, that, like, so I think the pressure. And it's in everything in life now. There's pressure of how you should look, you know, what way you
it's
should.
It's more heightened now, isn't it?
Everything.
And it is.
We pressure.
Well, nobody. I remember a girl coming to me, this was probably last summer, and she's like, I just feel like my wedding isn't going to be good enough. And I just remember going,
just
like,
so sad.
On what grounds?
Makes me so sad.
What? On what grounds is it not going to be good enough? Well, my friends had this and they had that, and then they've got this venue. And
is
I'm like,
comparison, the theft
it.
Of joy.
Oh,
like,
it really is. Isn't it?
And
that's a stress point. And then there's others that are like, the thought of actually being centre stage for the day is giving me chronic anxiety.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah, like, it's just.
it's
pressure.
It's so overwhelming.
Because you have to give so much of yourself out. Yeah. Like, I think it's changed the perspective a little bit because to your point, Laura, it's like, you know, it's the wedding day, a whole lot of things come with it, but it is, if you can narrow that to say, look, we're just going to have a really good time, us, everything will fall. Like, there's nothing, everything, like, everybody worries about the things that goes wrong.
People
used
to say
that
to me all the time. It falls into place,
it does.
And when you're in the height of it, it's probably the last thing you really want to hear. And I think it's great advice doing the priority list.
Yeah.
And then once you've done that and you have an idea of it, like, just take a break from it all.
Yeah.
And just take a weekend.
And that's
honestly,
she may not even be taking breaks right now. Like, and maybe it's just constantly on a loop in her mind. The tabs are all open and they all just need to shut down now, you know?
You just need to sometimes walk away from it for a while. And just and like a lot of friends of mine did this, and I actually ended up doing it close to the wedding, was I unfollowed all the bridal boutiques, all the, because what happened with me was I was overthinking.
Did I pick the right one?
And I ended up getting a dress, and I shouldn't have gotten that dress, ended up going again. Thankfully mam had an intervention, but she was like, Chevelle, you're not happy, I know you're not happy, we're going again. And we did go again, but I unfollowed everything.
Because you're like, that's my decision, I've made, just move on.
I saved what makeup I liked, and then I just muted, even though I loved following everyone. But it was just too much pressure thinking of, oh god, well, I wanted the smoky eye, now I don't want the smoky eye.
And these things, and people are sick of listening to you as well, because they're coming going, the smoky eye,
I know,
like, are we actually having a conversation about smoky eye? Like,
I know,
do you know,
your lashes.
But you're like in your head going, and then this
do I want these strip lashes, or will I get fixed?
What about the ombre eyebrows? Yeah, and like everybody else is going, I'm struggling to save for a house here, you know, and I don't want to belittle, you know, that wedding piece. But as well, you have to give yourself compassion and credit because you're not an event planner.
Absolutely.
You've no experience.
Oh my God.
It's like
true.
Being hired by a hotel with no experience and being told to go run stuff.
And you're literally thrown in the deep end of
it. You are.
I even remember initially, like, when we got engaged, people then were like, well, you have to kind of book the venue really quick, Chevelle, because the dates. And then that, like, gave us this surge.
And you see, that I always find ends up 9 out of 10 times with regret of the venue we booked because we rushed it and because we thought we wanted a date rather than actually go, hold on, what do we want?
I know. Or all the Saturdays are gone. You won't get a Saturday now until 2027.
And I've another couple looking at us, and so if you want to put the money down, you need to put the money down today.
Exactly. And it all causes anxiety. But if there's a way of protecting yourself when you are stressed, I think genuinely, like, blocking out what everyone else
really
is doing, and that means muting pages.
100%.
Because that, I think, social media wreaks havoc when you're stressed.
So declutter the mind, brain dump, delegate, and maybe book in for a little bit of Zen time.
Yeah.
A bit of yoga, mindfulness, little meditation.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And start as you mean to go on, because it is incredibly stressful. It's the first time you might be working on a project together. You know, like, that's the, you know, so you want this, you want it to be successful.
Yeah.
And as well, can I just say, right, the amount of money you spend on a wedding doesn't necessarily make it a good wedding to go to.
No.
Absolutely.
Can I just say that?
Like, friend of mine, he was Brendan. I always bring him up with this conversation, but he gave us such solid advice because he was a videographer for years. And he was like, if you just invest in really good music, like to create like the vibe. So he says, you know, in that little like space of time between like reception drinks and walking in for dinner, he's like, if you get something booked for that, I'm telling you, Chevelle, it'd be the best money. And we were at the time going, I can't spend more money
on stuff. I know.
But that's the thing that we remember.
But it sets the tone. I never thought of it that way. Yeah, yeah, but it like sets the day up. Exactly. Yeah. So you can cut all this noise out around it and go,
Just focus on your things. Two important things.
Music and food.
It's the only thing people will talk about.
Music and food.
Yeah, it's the only thing.
Honestly.
I know.
Yeah, hands down agree. Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, here's one that's coming in quite a lot. And it seems to be, I have about, I'd say 12 brides that have come to me about this one issue.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Help. Dun, dun, dun. I don't even know.
I'm actually doing it with you now.
we're like the dog when they hear me. Okay. My videographer has gone MIA. I booked him off the back of a lovely job he did with my friend's wedding over 2 years ago. But we are 8 weeks out and he is ghosting us. What can we do?
Oh God, did they pay a deposit? Sure.
Oh yeah. Which means they're at the booking window now. So with a lot of suppliers, what they may have is like, okay, well, 12 weeks out now, if you cancel, you now still owe me money kind of job. So what can they do? So there's consumer protection that would have to come into play here.
I'm actually surprised because I would have expected you to say we haven't paid the deposit. But if that deposit...
No. This is happening. And 12 all relating to the same videographer.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So... That's a problem.
That is a problem.
That is a big problem.
Yeah. I know that.
Houston. The other questions were not a problem. This is a problem.
This is a problem.
It is a problem. Have you heard of it happening before with suppliers letting people down?
And I've heard of it happening in that very slow replies, but I do understand that because the suppliers...
They're out on site.
And I've said this to people before that I've met at the Rosie Dot wedding mornings where it's like, God, like you literally, when you're at a wedding, it's all day. Some cases it's all day.
Yeah.
And it's like, when they're fully present. So they can't leave the room for an hour to answer an email. You don't want to be getting an email from them on the day because they're not thinking.
They can't focus on your email.
Exactly. You don't want that on your day, them doing those emails. You have to.
I think what I would always say is, right, if you've got a venue, you've got someone stationed at a desk, 24 hours, you are generally going to get a response. If it's an individual wedding supplier, photographer, videographer, all of that, you need to give yourself a few days because they are... on site, particularly if it's a weekend. So if you start Thursday, you are not going to hear back from them until probably Tuesday. And realistically, in fairness,
a lot of them have those automatic replies. Even when Rosie and Dot would message back and forth on Instagram, that pops up straight away.
It does, just give me time. Absolutely.
But that is very...
It's mad.
Mad. Yeah.
Like, to me, that's a situation that you've two routes here. Mm. Number one, you have to give official notice, right? So if you are going to give official notice and say your email is being unacknowledged, right? It's questionable whether your cancellation is accepted and whether you're liable for the money, right? So what I would always say is you need to find out a postal address and get a registered letter delivered to that person where they have to sign for it. So your cancellation is acknowledged. If not, and this is where my expertise run out, is you might need to talk to somebody who legally knows contract to go, where do you stand?
Where do you stand?
Yeah.
And I generally think in those contracts, if the videographer doesn't arrive on the day, generally a good contract should be that they have to find a replacement. But obviously, if the person's gone MIA, like you have no idea what's going on in their personal life or what's happened.
You have no idea if they are going to turn up on the day. And a videographer, when you think of a videographer, like that is literally your documentation of the day.
To be honest, it's one of the deal breakers. Most important deal breakers.
I think I would just take it that he's not arriving.
We'd start looking at a backup.
Yeah.
I'll give a quick plug here because I did a post from a while ago. A guy I know he's a really talented business videographer, but he contacted me through a few different things we've gone to. He wants to go into the wedding industry.
I did
a post a while ago. He's doing a really good deal. Like it's a couple of hundred.
Is that all?
Because he wants to.
He wants to break through, but he's professional background. Yeah.
Now I know. The person may want to go with somebody else, but the time frame might be really hard to get somebody. So look,
so
if they want to reach out to me, I can send the details because Ryan might be able to actually.
He might
step
be able to do it,
and he's only building up his.
And
portfolio.
That's it. So he'll be building it up, and once you're happy,
and he'll
to
do
accept
an amazing
that,
job because he wants to. You
he
know,
really wants
amazing.
To please.
Yeah, so that might be. But I would. Yeah, I would start looking.
You need
at
your plan B.
Now,
I just think it's nearly like I always say this. I'm going to do my future self a favor. Like you know, when you think of yourself in the future.
Yeah.
And I think you've way too much stuff to be thinking of. The last thing you need is my videographer going to show up?
Oh,
that to me blows my mind.
and speeches and all the
you
things.
You can
really
risk. Oh, I know you might lose.
That was the one non-negotiable for me. For honestly, my day was like, you know, I hear people going, "God, is a videographer worth it? I don't know." And I'm like,
they
Jesus,
are.
Like,
they really
I tell
are.
You, have your wedding and not have a video recorded, and then you'll know whether it was worth it or not.
You think of the room, and it is like I see this post all the time going up. A wedding is the one day you've all the people that you love,
and you cannot be physically present to see and witness all the cracks. So you need the videographer.
And you're surprised what you forget. Like even when I think of the speeches and stuff, I'm like, God, what? Like I can't remember Dad's speech really.
Yeah,
100%. You know, you really do. Even if you say you're going to be really present and you are that type of person, maybe that can be so present. And I thought I was, but
but memory as well is another thing. No matter how present you are, like your memory can only hold so much. Yeah. But it's so funny. I see. My mom, like she'd play our video for the kids and we never did, you know, just even just to go, oh yeah, look, it's, and they're like, oh, look, it's, you know, it's so lovely. And they
what
see
I
all the people.
To see my mom and dad. Yeah. Like,
That's, you know, it's so lovely. It but no, I think, look, I think you need to cut your losses, as we say, and get on, get your plan B.
Even if
you've given an alternative and as well,
look,
I've got.
Reach out to me if, you know, because I know probably if it's really close to wedding day, how easy
this is
it
how
be
easy.
To get a video.
Well, this is it. And because it's 8 weeks, out, but as well, don't forget, on my website I've got recommended suppliers and
somebody
videographers there too
to,
so let's shop around, we'll get you sorted. So look, here's another one for you. Help.
Dun, dun.
I was I just wish I could do it properly. I haven't rehearsed it. I should have come in a day early. Okay, my bridesmaid has gone, and for those who are listening, I've got my fingers doing little quotes off. At first she was excited, and as the weeks go on she's become disengaged, disruptive, and is bitching about everything. We went bridesmaids dress shopping and she hated everything, and we went shopping for my dress, she was throwing her eyes to heaven and just had a tone. We know what that means. I didn't know what to do, but I don't want her around going forward. If this is what she's going to be like, what do I do? How do I handle it?
Oh my God, I'd be having that conversation straight away.
But what do you say? Like, how do you start that conversation?
Oh my God, it's so hard. And I'm the least confrontational person, but that can ruin your wedding.
I know. You need your army.
And it's not just your wedding. Like, that's why I say to everyone, like, it's not just the day. Like, everything's so fun about it. So it's the wedding dress shopping. It's the bridesmaid dress shopping.
The whole experience.
It's the, like, going out and getting the page boy flower girl outfits. You know, like, that's all part
of it. Talking about the smoky Irish veil.
It's smoky Irish talk. Do you know what I mean?
His shoulder to lean on.
Everything.
That's it. I always say, as a bridesmaid, you're doing a public service.
Yeah.
You know, and that is just
it. Of course. Yeah. Like, I just think people, the people you have closest to you are so vital. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, does she just not want to be a bridesmaid but just can't vocalise that?
Yes.
And you just need to be like, are you okay doing this? It's okay, like, if you don't want to do it, but you don't want
to
do
it. Because it's not for everyone.
To be honest.
And
that's okay.
You know, there's always, there's two sides to every story. Right.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, I hear from a lot of brides when they have a bit of perspective after their day going, you know, in hindsight, I probably was not listening or looking at people around me, and I didn't realise she had all these problems. And, you know, so there could
those
be that
things going on.
You see, you have to remember your friendship group, right, as well. You know, sometimes they see one of you get married and that means a change in the dynamic. And without them even realising, it can play out in a negative way. Because they're feeling left behind. And sometimes that can be hard. But it is still no excuse to make you feel so shit about these really poignant moments. You will never get a second chance to do that dress moment.
And I think you have to protect your energy too, because
so important.
I do, and I would see this a lot, and I've had a lot of actually brides write to me about this. I think this is a very common problem. And I sometimes think weddings can make you see who your real friends are.
Oh yeah.
And who you test the friendship. And as well, on the other side as well, as a bridesmaid signing up to be bridesmaid for a bride, as well, that dynamic, you can go, fuck, we're done here.
Absolutely.
No, seriously. You know, like, and it's
really
true.
Does.
It's true.
It sheds a light, I think, on something that maybe you never realised before.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this girl should, you know, cut contact with her friend.
I think it could be a simple conversation.
Because maybe there is something else going on. Maybe a relationship's breaking down for her, or things are, she didn't get, you know, there's, as you said, there's a lot of stuff sometimes you tend to maybe don't realise that person's feeling.
Yeah, true.
Left behind, or life's not moving in the way they wanted it. But it's definitely not an excuse to make this girl's run up to her wedding.
Yeah, and if you're close enough for shitty
experience,
you should be able to have a conversation about,
I feel
friends, really,
you have to be able to have,
I feel really down. I know it's your day. I just feel bad for myself and I just need a little moment, you know.
And feel sorry for yourself, but then get over it.
But I'm delighted for you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have to be so protective over your experiences, like, because you only get them once and it goes by so quick that it is sacred. Like, it really is so important. important.
But the good thing is that sometimes with the wedding, it does bring out, you know, maybe we're not as close as we were, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And maybe after
it's
the
really
wedding,
good thing.
That's
yeah,
fine.
It's a really
because
good thing.
Because life is long, and you don't need people around that aren't in your in your corner.
Absolutely.
And that's I'm cool with that.
Honestly,
you know, so
it's like the Mel Robbins theory. Let them.
I love that.
I literally
changed my life.
5 second rule.
Bed. Yeah. And everything to do with my life now. I say, okay, if someone wants to behave that way, or respond that way, or act like that, or whatever it is, toxic behavior,
let them.
That's a reflection on you.
Yeah,
and exactly,
you
it's your problem, not me. I'll see it for what it is. And and if you continue, then I'm sorry,
it's
but you're
shit,
not going to be
yours.
in my path. So, and I listen to her, and I think she actually, maybe this bride should listen to Mel Robbins if she doesn't. But like, seriously, she said, you've won life.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, why are you doing it for everyone
and
else?
And don't do it over text message, for the love of God. I know some people have a real hard time with, like, you know, saying these things face to face. But this is the kind of conversation where if it's over text, it's...
Meet for a cup of tea and say, is everything all right?
Just you know, make it. And I know
are you all right?
Hard,
I know. Like, but you don't have to be like, you said this. It can be like, look... You know, I don't know if I'm being paranoid, but I'm just picking up that I don't know if you're enjoying the process.
Exactly.
You know?
And I suppose it's a point that would be, don't do it in a reactive way. So
exactly.
If it's in the height of they're doing, you know, going to look for dresses or they're doing something and this girl has the attitude again or something is said, I would actually
sit on it.
I would sit on it and then, you know, maybe text and say, do you want to grab a coffee?
Yeah.
And do it in a safe space where maybe there's not going to, you know,
exactly.
You'll react for it and you'd be like,
I know.
But after it, but look, that is how you test a friendship. If you can't have that conversation with somebody, you are not friends.
Yeah,
if you can have that conversation and bunker through, you are friends.
You are lifers.
You're lifers.
Yes.
Because no friendship is always like
perfect.
Care Bears and roses.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have arguments. Yeah. And that's the reality.
Yeah, absolutely.
But here's another one for you. Help.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was ready that time. 10 points. So, I'm bridesmaid for a wedding. Here we go again.
Okay.
But the bride is adamant that we go abroad. Now, this is going to cost me roughly about €2,000 to go on her hen with everything that's going on. There's only a small number of us. So, it means that it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
I will probably have to get a loan to attend her wedding as well as go on this hen. What should I do? I'm not really in a position to do this.
It's so tough.
It's the reality for so many people, really. It really is. Like, it would shock us if we really knew.
It's
so
tough. And I think, like, not everybody's in the same maybe age bracket, but, you know, if you're in your later 20s, you might be trying to save for a house or you're paying big rent if you're living in the city.
10 weddings in 1 year.
You could be in the circle where everybody's getting married.
Yeah, and a wedding is a huge financial commitment.
It really is. Like, I know, you see, I'm thinking to myself, well, if this was one of my best friends getting married and I was bridesmaid, like, how would I approach this? Because it's not the kind of thing we can say, I actually can't go.
No.
You know? And I actually had a close friend that was really disappointed very recently that a friend of ours didn't make an effort.
Yeah.
And it's tough because it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts the bride.
It does, of course.
But I think if it's really...
But when there's financial debt...
A financial issue, I think that's kind of... Yeah, I think as a bridesmaid, you'd have
and you
to
see,
have a
the
conversation
difficulty is,
and actually
right,
explain.
You go to the bride and you say, look, I really want to go. I can't afford it. And all of a sudden, everybody's scrambling to then pay for you.
Yeah.
And then that's even fucking worse.
Yeah. Oh my
God. I die inside. I die because the end of the day, like, I want to cut
bride.
My cloth.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, and as well, you have to weigh it up, right? If you told me, okay, look, it's €2,000 now to get this done in your house and you're going to need that because it's your house, I'd be like, well, yeah, fair. I need a boiler. Mm-hmm. But €2,000 to go on a hen in Gran Canaria, I'm like, oh,
and a wedding probably 2 months or 3 months later.
So it is weighing it up. Like, while it's really important for the bride and she has her party and she has her piece, like, is there a compromise there to say, look, I am your bridesmaid. I really want to share this with you, but I'm not in a position to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't want to miss out. Can we do something as well at home?
That
I can do. I don't want money from anybody. I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to make a fuss of this, but this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hold people back. But then you're sitting there on your phone watching them all on their Instagram
and I
stories.
More, like, so the hen is in Gran Canaria. Mm. Does it have to be in Gran Canaria? Like,
this is what the bride wants.
This is what the bride wants.
Yes.
And like, what's your take on that? Honestly,
to be honest,
do you think about a bride? I want this and I also...
Do you know what?
No.
It depends on how close they are to me, right?
Yeah.
There are certain, like, I have my best friends on one hand.
Yeah.
And if one of those said to me,
I'm the same.
Ride or die, we're going to Vegas.
I know, actually,
I'd be like,
I'll take that bullet.
I will go, right?
Yeah.
I will do that, right? And that is just literally that. Anybody else that comes in with an invitation like that, I'm like, nonsense. I'll see you for the meal in town. Different story if you're bridesmaid. Like, I don't know. I've been bridesmaid quite a few times and I've been married and I've had bridesmaids and I've had a brides group, bridesman. He was my bridesman.
Love it.
And there's been two weddings where I was bridesmaids where they were very negative experiences, right? Okay. And I learned so much from that. I learned to say no after that. And I realized that actually when you're in your early 20s and you're, or even your late 20s, right? That period, you're people-pleasing a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm still knackered for this.
I don't. I'm now over 40.
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't think it, girls.
No, you really wouldn't.
Do you know what? Like, that was a bit slow, girls.
Clearly neat.
Clearly neat. I had to let it sink in what you actually said.
They're not on my list. If they ask me to go to Gran Canaria, no.
You're not my ride or die.
But I definitely now, from my 30s to my 40s, I'm telling you now, I'm like, an invitation comes into something, I'm like, if I've any doubt in my mind that I can't A, afford it, B, it's not a priority of me.
It's refreshing.
I don't want to go. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. Whereas before I was like, oh, determined to do everything.
Decision, and you'd break your back trying to, your bank account
trying to
be there.
And for people I'm not even friends with anymore.
No, honestly.
Do you know what I mean? And this is the thing, right? What you have to look at here is the bigger picture. It's like, okay, I could pay the 2,000 to go. Is this a friend for life?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't go, there's a certain part, you're left out, you're not in the party.
Honestly.
And I hate to say it, but that's the reality. There's no godly bride out there that's going, harmony. I accept this. They're going to bitch.
They're still going to give
right?
out.
Or else they want you there and they're going to do everything to get you there and surprise you. And maybe you take it, maybe you don't. But ultimately, there is going to be a dynamic as soon as that is. Right?
There's going to be a reaction.
There is going to be a reaction.
The situation,
But don't put yourself into 7 years of debt paying at 7% APR.
Ridiculous.
Honestly. Just turn up and show face.
Like, I'd hate hate if there was anyone who felt that way with my wedding. I know everyone's different, but if I felt like any of the girls really felt like that, I'd be like, I'd kill you if you didn't say this
to me. I would like to know because you're in your bubble, you think everyone's on the party bus. And then sometimes you need someone to go, look, that's tough for me. And then you go, shit, I'm so sorry.
And I think
so inconsiderate.
It is perspective. It's perspective. From a bride too. Yeah. I know you can be in your bubble and you have to be in that bubble and really enjoy it. But there's also bring it back to perspective. Mm-hmm. And you do have to be conscious of the financial impact that you're putting on family and friends.
Yeah.
Like my friend Rachel got married and like she was the least diva bride, like she was just fab, but all she wanted to do was go to Dublin for a night. So we got a party bus, went to Dublin,
went all out.
Just had the best night, and it was like
it made it easy for people.
She wanted it because she didn't want to put a financial. Now her wedding was in Portugal and it was fab,
of course. So she couldn't have it both ways.
But it was like, and she's like, no, one night. I'm not doing two nights. I'm not putting that financial burden. And it was great, and it was so easy. So I just think. I would say
it's a hard conversation.
This isn't her problem, right?
No.
You know, the bride needs the awareness.
Yeah.
Awareness, that's the word.
She needs to have that awareness that, am I putting people in a position?
Yeah.
You know, that's not fair.
Absolutely. I'm thinking of myself now. I'm like, God, actually sitting down with like one of my friends and saying that, it's very hard.
It's very awkward.
It will be so hard.
But what's your alternative?
What's the alternative? Yeah,
you know, go into financial debt.
Getting a loan out. That for me is like, that. You cannot have people do that.
No. And as well, like to the point earlier, like you could be saving for a house. Just because you've got savings doesn't mean it's disposable either.
Exactly.
Like it's hard.
Yeah. I know.
It's really hard out there.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's hard.
I'm going to move on to one I found on Reddit because I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, I say it's lit on Reddit. Look, isn't it for those things?
I'm sure Reddit's brilliant.
It's a thread called Wedding Shaming.
Oh,
and I swear to God, it's vile. But anyway, look, to each their own. But it's generally America. But anyway,
okay.
This one, it's not that outrageous, but I just thought it was so.
Oh, God.
I'm going back on. Maybe everybody's mother-in-laws aren't that bad in comparison to this one. So on Reddit, an American lady asked the community for help on this one. So she did a help.
Dun, 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 dun.
So she said, my fiance's stepmother, so her mother-in-law, and her fiance, they've gone to their officiant, so who's going to marry them, their celebrant, we'll say, behind the couple's back, right, and said, before she walks down the aisle, would you mind renewing our vows?
Oh,
because everybody's going to be there anyway. It'll only take a few minutes. And she's like, and she doesn't know that the couple know. And because she's stepmother, the groom-to-be is like, whoa, hold on
a
second.
What do we even do here?
Yeah. So, like, what do you do with
that? Shut it down straight away.
Wait, what the hell?
Is she going to arrive in a wedding dress?
I don't know.
Like, there's so many unanswered.
EastEnders music needs to kick in.
Oh my god! You think your problems are bad? That's a real bad problem.
So to you, the bride who's really stressed. To you, the one who's mother-in-law, the bridesmaid. The
mother-in-law thinking that she won't tell them. She's just thinking.
She just thinks, sure, they'll be outside, and maybe we just nip up and renew our vows.
It's
going
to be a cheap way to do it as well.
But this is it. She's saying, "Well, everybody's there anyway."
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't that wild?
Does she want to be paying 50% then? I'd be saying.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the flowers were this. The officiant is there.
Yeah, you could split the bill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's the kind of stuff that would tear family apart.
But does that not like take the shine out of everybody coming and then waiting for you to walk up the aisle? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I tell her that there was a venue change and I'd just go and get married.
Send them the video.
Or was it, as I was saying earlier, you wait till she's sleeping and you grab a pillow. Yeah. Okay, no, for the record, no, I don't endorse that.
Oh my God.
I know, wild.
I know, you'd be straight in shutting that down. Oh, sorry, there's like, I know it's mother-in-law. Yeah.
But as well, the celebrant needs to go, sorry, my deal is with the couple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Talk to them.
We can do it an hour before their ceremony
starts.
And no one is there. Yeah.
We'll do it another day.
I'm still in shock.
We'll do it another day and you can book me separately at my premium rate of X.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's wild out there, girls.
Wild.
Oh my God. Mind yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Wear a helmet. Look after yourself out there. Now. Come on.
Do meditation. Lots of meditation. That's it. Ladies, thank you so much for joining. That was so helpful.
Oh,
I'm sure many brides can breathe a little sigh of relief from
that. Absolutely.
Stellar advice.
That's our good deed done for the day now, Laura. There we go.
We're following at Rosie and Dot, at with Everly. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.